We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
It's Kevin Sheehan's show on the Team 980. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. If you have not already, go vote on our poll question at the Team 980 on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at the Denton Day. Do you believe that Terry McLaurin is going to get paid before training camp starts? Right now is very much in favor of yes. 74% of the voters are saying yes, that Terry McLaurin is going to get paid before training camp. I align with the voters. What does Adam Epstein think? We will bring him on. AWOD Radio is good enough to jump on with us. AWOD, my friend, always great to talk to you. I will ask you the question that I have asked many of our callers and our poll question. Do you believe that Terry McLaurin is going to get paid prior to training camp?
Denton, how are you? Thanks for having me on. It's a very interesting question to start with because I don't think I can say yes the way you're phrasing the question. Will he be there before the start of training camp? I don't know. Will he be there before the pads get on? I feel pretty good about that. So I'm looking at like July, I think it's 27th is the date that I am believing he will be in the building, ready to go. But to be honest with you, I mean, when I heard Terry McLaurin speak, I wanted to cry. I wanted to cry for him as a fan, cry for him as a guy that I root for, cry for him because he was a guy that was, like, crying to say, I want to get paid, and damn it, he deserves to get paid. But the situation is that Adam Peters wasn't here when he did all of that stuff with all these bad quarterbacks. And Adam Peters is a businessman, and this is a business, and so I think this is a situation where it's coming out that the Commanders want 2 years, he wants 4 years, might have to meet in the middle at three, but I'm kind of predicting 2 years, $70 million is what I think is going to happen here. I think they're going to have to give him an extra million or two, give him above a number that we just saw Garrett Wilson get, right? Terry McLaurin's better than Garrett Wilson. I'll say Terry McLaurin's better than Amon Ross St. Brown. That pissed me off when other people said he wasn't as good as him. He beat him head-to-head, right? Just like Jaden Daniels beat Jared Goff. That's what matters to me, the head-to-head. So I think Terry will get paid. I think it'll be another couple days, and I'm starting to believe it'll be 2 years, $70 million, maybe even $71 or $72 million.
So you'd give him $35 a year?
If it'll keep him here in Washington, yeah.
What was the thought from the Richmond area on the Eastern Motors press conference? I was not the biggest fan. I think the PR kind of left him out to dry. It was about 25 minutes too long. It should have been 10 minutes in and out, and it wasn't. Terry kind of got weird at the end. Body language not great. I wouldn't be either. I can't go 35 minutes without a break. He went 35 minutes without a break. What did you guys think down in Richmond in watching that presser?
I mean, we felt like this was a guy that said everything you can say without saying demanding a trade. Right, I mean, he came as close to that line, came as close to the edge without crossing it. You know, he kept doubling down and saying how much he wants to be here, but also how much he wants to play for a team that respects him. And he still feels like he has more to give. And so that's what was so depressing from my perspective was it was a guy who was kind of talking in circles because he was asked to. And it wasn't really by reporters. To me, this was a move by his agent. And I think his agent won, and I think Terry won because – now you're hearing everybody say, you got to pay that man. If you're not on Team Terry's side here, I don't understand what you're looking at with this situation. This man's done everything for this franchise on the field and off the field. You have to be Team Terry in this situation.
I thought that – so I'm definitely on Team Terry. I thought that presser was just a disaster at the end. It should have been 10 minutes. Because he wants to be here. I firmly agree with you there. He wants to be here. I'm of the belief that they want him here. I just don't know what the holdup is at this point. But my thought is that they are going to start the conversations to really pick up contract-wise now. And I'm okay with that. I think they're going to start to pick up now, and I hope that they do. I want him to be in here training camp-wise. I want to ask you about Deebo Samuel. We found out yesterday 8% body fat. People were calling him fat. 8% body fat. How excited are you to see Deebo in this offense?
I mean, the most excited I've been for a wide receiver that came to Washington since Pierre Garçon, and I was obsessed with Pierre Garçon in the burgundy and gold. That's how excited I am. It's the most excited I've been for a wide receiver in probably 10 years, maybe longer. I mean, I got to look back to when Pierre Garçon got here, but that's what I think Deebo Samuel can bring. Is, you know, when Pierre Garçon got here, it was, hey, he was a 1B. Can he be a 1A? And so Deebo Samuel, it's, he was a 1A. Can he be a 1B? Right? Can he be a guy that is a 1,000-yard receiver, 8 touchdowns, 1,000 yards all-purpose, because maybe you give him to the ball, you give him the ball on the ground every once in a while in a game. I would love to see him, you know, tote the rock in the red zone and see what he can do there, and maybe some kind of a trick play element there. But this is the most excited I've been for a receiver in a long time. I love people calling him fat. I think it's bulletin board material. I think it's, he's not reading it, but it's getting back to him. The guys like Terrell Owens are calling him fat. All right, T.O., you look great. All right, good for you. But I believe in Deebo Samuel. And so there's all these elements that I think are going to help him have a good season, because there's so many things to play for. It's not just a contract season, right? It's not just a contract season. It's like a payback season for everyone that called you fat. And he's ring chasing. So is Von Miller. And you know what? If you want a ring chase in D.C., that is totally okay with me.
T.O. calling him fat is absurd. You would think that one wide receiver wouldn't come for another. Like, not everyone's doing sit-ups in the driveway when they get suspended.
Well, that's the thing. T.O. could call 99.9% of America fat, because nobody matches his body weight.
And right. I mean, that guy's, he's chiseled. Von Miller, fill in the blank here, Awad. Von Miller will have how many sacks in 2025?
6. And I'm okay with that. 6 sacks, 15, 20 tackles. But here's my take, is Von Miller will have 2 or 3 massive plays. And they might not even really show up in the stat sheet, because it might be a quarterback hurry. And they release it quick, and all of a sudden, Mikey Sanders will jump the pass. Or maybe it's a play in which he makes contact with the quarterback, and he throws a lollipop pass. Or it's a strip sack. Or it's just a fumble recovery or something. I think he's going to make 3 or 4 big plays, and I'm predicting one of them will be a game in which we're down by 3 with the game on the line and the defense needs a massive play. Because this is a guy that we didn't have last year when we needed that. This is the guy that when you're down and it's 3rd and 10 and everybody on the planet knows they're going to throw the ball to Mike Evans, they're going to throw the ball to A.J. Brown, well, now we have a guy that's going to hurry Jalen Hurts. And I've been saying that for years. We needed this. And so this is, even though, you know, he might be on the, you know, the last few years of his career, so is Bobby Wagner, so is Zach Ertz, so is Austin Eckler. Dan Quinn knows how to manage veterans better than any coach around.
I'm excited because I think he's going to teach the young guys a bunch. So they, yeah, like pairing up with the young guys, I think is going to be something really, really beneficial. How excited are you when you got the news that Trey Amos signed?
Very excited, because I was starting to believe that that was not going to happen. I don't understand why it's not being talked about more, that for a while 30 of 32 second-round picks remained unsigned. And there's been a flurry of signings the last few days, and I felt like half of them were yesterday after my show ended. They just all signed. And so it feels like it should have been a bigger story, but it's great news for the Commanders. I'm surprised it happened. I kind of thought this was going to be every single player getting together and saying, we're all not going to sign until we get that guaranteed deal.
Back to the Von Miller thing. How much did you enjoy? We talked about this yesterday on the show. Him posting in the burgundy and gold, not the cranberry red, in the burgundy and gold.
It was cool. I mean, I think it was cool that he kind of announced it himself, right? Like his Instagram post probably beat out Adam Schefter's tweet. He is enough of a veteran that he can break his own news. Right, he doesn't need to tell an agent. He doesn't need to tell some reporter. And so I got fired up. I mean, I really did. And I do believe that he can come here and, yes, he can teach the other guys, but I think he's going to make impactful plays. I really do. I look at what he did in Buffalo, and I don't think we gave him enough credit at times. He was like the defense needed a killer, and he was the killer. And so hopefully that's what he can bring here to Washington.
I mean, the Von Miller posting his own signing has got me, my heart rate spiking every time I see a Terry McLaurin story on Instagram, thinking that it's going to be him breaking this contract news. Adam Epstein with us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. He is the host of AWOD Radio in 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Saturdays on 106.7 The Fan right here in D.C. from 9 to noon. Is there anything that you were concerned about heading into 2025?
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Yeah, a bunch of things. I'm still concerned about a few things. This is a difficult schedule. There's a lot of prime time games. I did a weird bit on my show. I gave you 50 reasons 50 days away from the start of kickoff the Commanders would make it back into the playoffs. 50 reasons. One of them was because I knew we'd get another edge rusher in the building before September 7th with Von Miller. But part of my take is we're going to have to go above 500 in prime time games. And we're going to have to find – we have so many of them. We cannot have a losing record in primetime games. We're going to have to go – I think we're going to have to go undefeated. Denton, write this down. Undefeated in those throwback uniforms. They're going to have to be the special sauce for this team this year. And believe it's Seattle, Denver, and Christmas against the Cowboys. We got to go undefeated in those games to make the playoffs. So I have a lot of concerns about the schedule, but in terms of the roster, I do feel a lot better. I need us to stay healthy because, you know, everybody's starting to say this is an older roster. Yes, they are. I think Dan Quinn can manage veterans well. He's done that in Atlanta. He did that in Dallas. So he's doing it here, but they're going to have to stay healthy. That's an element of surprise that we can't really control.
I like the going unbeaten in the alternates. One, I just think it would be great because I like seeing them win in burgundy and gold, but it also seems feasible. So I'm totally with you on that. How many touchdowns does Jaden Daniels throw in 2025?
Ooh. What did he throw last year? Do you know that number?
Let me pull this up.
I would say he'll throw 17 touchdowns this year. I'm guaranteeing he's throwing for 4,000 yards. I think he would have had 4,000 yards if we hadn't sat him against the Cowboys, sat him against the Browns, and if he hadn't gotten hurt against the Panthers. Like, that's three games there he could add another 150, 200 yards. So I think he's a 4,000-yard passer, and I'll say 17 touchdowns.
Because he was 3,500 last year with 25 touchdowns and 9 picks.
Okay. Yeah, I think the touchdown numbers are down. But the passing yards are up. I think Debo's going to get in the end zone on the ground. B-Rob's going to get in the end zone on the ground. I mean, if everything goes right for Washington, he should throw less touchdown passes because the problem was we couldn't run the damn ball into the end zone. It was so frustrating. We couldn't run into the end zone. It was like Cliff Kingsbury gave up on it. That's why he went to Adam Peters and said, I want a right tackle. They want to be able to run the ball into the end zone. So Jaden Daniels should have less touchdown passes if we can actually move the trenches with this O-line.
Are you more confident in this group of running backs this year now that the offensive line has been addressed?
Yes. Laremy Tunsil is going to make, a big difference in the rushing attack. With hopefully Brandon Coleman, Biotis, I'm a big fan of his. I do think he's getting better and better, maybe, you know, hitting his prime here in Washington. So, I mean, I'm hopeful because that's the issue. You upgraded almost everything except for the running back room. So the only way the running back room is better is if the hogs in front of them are able to push the pile. And I think Adam Peters did the best he could at that. When you trade for a guy, you draft a guy, and you already had your guy from last year that you're going to move inside.
All right, AWOD, I'll get you out of here on this. So you believe that Terry is going to be playing for this team in 2025. Do you believe that he has another all-pro caliber season?
No. I mean, I think it'll be really, really good. But the wide receivers in this conference are amazing, right?
Stacked.
And that's an issue right there. And that's probably why they don't want to give him more than 3 years is because he could keep up with the young guys this year, maybe next year. After that, it might be, I don't know if he's too old, but, you know, Terry's never, as much as we love him, he's never been some NFL freak. He's not Terrell Owens, right? He's not Jerry Rice. He's not C.D. Lamb, where he just looks like a mega god, right? Like, he's special because of the work ethic. He's special because of how much he puts into the craft of route running, how great his hands are. But he's not taller than everyone, faster than everyone, stronger than everyone. And so I do think, you know, what he did this year was amazing, and 90% of that was finally he had a quarterback that could throw him the ball accurately. And so I think he can get 1,000 yards. I don't think he's getting 13 touchdowns again. And that's what would hold him back, I think.
Awad, appreciate the time as always. Before we let you get out of here, give us the lowdown. Football Fest, it's coming up in, what, a little less than a month now, right?
Yeah, a little less than a month away from my annual kickoff event. Kick off the football season with me and all your friends from 910 The Fan in Richmond, with special guests like Tim Hightower and Fred Smoot. We'll have representatives from all the local universities like Virginia Tech, UVA, ODU, JMU. And so it's the only combination that you'll find of a festival that's music and sports. So we got a headline band, Gone Country, Richmond's favorite country music band. Mackenzie Ryan will be back to do a set, and she performs the national anthem. And then I take the stage with our special guest and do a full football season preview show. And we're going to be giving away prizes, swag, and we're even going to send people to Northwest Stadium. The only way you can get to Northwest Stadium through 910 The Fan is coming to Football Festival August 16th, 6 to 10 p.m. prime time this year under the lights at Scott's Edition, River City Roll.
It's coming up, Awad. I'm excited for it. Appreciate it as always, my friend.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
That is Adam Epstein. You can hear him take the airwaves in Richmond in a little under an hour here, and you hear him every Saturday on 106.7 The Fan from 9 a.m. to noon. So there was one thing that Awad mentioned that I would like to address. He is not the first person that has mentioned this to me. As some of you know, I do a Sunday show on the BetMGM network, and my co-host on that show is PJ Glasser. He has brought this up to me, and I've just seen this conversation at various points on social media about Washington and primetime games and not being able to handle primetime games or the potential of struggling in primetime games. That to me is nothing more than offseason talk. I do not think that this organization is afraid of primetime games. The worst thing about having Kirk Cousins here for the years that he was, and Kirk just playing the amount of years that he has in the NFL and being a prominent figure, is I think people put a little bit too much stock into when the game is kicked off. And we saw that last year with Jaden Daniels. One of my favorite moments from media availability was the lead up to Cincinnati. I can't remember who asked the question. They had good intentions, but I can't remember who asked the question. Regardless, they asked Jaden, "Are you prepared to play in Cincinnati at night?" And Jaden looked at the reporter and said, "I played in the SEC." As if Cincinnati at night is going to be a more difficult to place to play than Alabama at night when he was wearing LSU purple and gold. I am not afraid of primetime games. This is not the Dan Snyder era where the team was awful in primetime games. The team was awful in primetime games because they had terrible quarterbacks. This team does not have a terrible quarterback anymore. I am not worried about primetime games in the slightest. I think Washington will be fine. That is also a benefit of having an old roster. I don't love that they have the oldest roster in the NFL. But the benefit is they have a lot of guys that have played in a lot of primetime games, and they have guys that have played in Super Bowls on this roster. So a Thursday night game against Green Bay in week number 2, not worried about that one. A Christmas Day game against Dallas, not worried about that one. Monday night against Chicago, not worried about that one. They'll be fine in primetime. I don't think that's going to be something that deters this franchise terribly much in 2025. Rob Brown is going to join us from the great state of South Carolina in 15 minutes to talk a little bit about the future of college football. He was at SEC Media Days. You guys know I love college football. There's a lot of moving parts to the potential of what the college football playoff is going to look like for years to come. He joins us in 15 minutes, but coming up next, a surprise resignation that might impact contracts in the NFL. Don't go anywhere. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dan Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.